AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
It is our Friday edition. It's 22 to 6 at Gold 92.5. It's where we have a selection of history pieces, including sport, movies normally, and some music. And we're kicking it off with some sport first up. Of course, Spider, you need to say your name as your buzzer. Bridge, your name as your buzzer. And Rod normally cleans up the mess in the newsroom. So here we go. Bit of sport for you. First up, name that year.
Johnny Wilkinson, he kicked the winning over for, was it one of the World Cups, I think it was?
That's what we're after, Rugby World Cup, what year? Oh, I'm pretty sure we've had it before.
We have had it before, so it's great to see that there's not too many things in history that, our librarian can't go back and think of.
Well, history repeats, but I was probably that disinterested the first time. I still don't know.
No, I remember because he only had that one kick made him, and then he really struggled after that kick for some reason in... Don't know what it was, but I reckon it was around about, I don't even know what years they're running, but I'll say about 2008.
No. Bridge.
What is it? Rugby what?
Rugby World Cup. Rugby Union. Oh. England versus Australia.
Which, was he an Australian, was he?
No, I think it was overseas, this one.
No, it was played in Sydney. Australian. Why am I even asking? I have no idea.
Australia won the World Cup in this year.
Oh, okay then. 85. No, Bridge, 2011.
No. Moroccan?
I think it was around 2002.
It was around 2002, but it was 2003 that Australia won the World Cup.
Yes, they broke our hearts collectively and England won.
Oh. I think you were closest to the pin there, Peter.
Yeah, I was. Do you think we might go away from just movie, sports and music? You know, there's a lot of history and everything around as well.
Geography.
Very, very blinkered. Whoever's doing the questions got their blinkers on.
Right.
Noted.
Thanks for your assessment there on that one, Peter. I'll put that forward to the content department.
Doesn't this normally happen
Monday
after 9 o'clock? Not now.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's pretty stock. Yeah. Anyway, here we go.
We're going to do the air check with you, Peter, after the show.
Music. Yeah, anyway, music or movies? Which one do we
want to do? We'll go to a selection of music now. Name that year. Yes, and we were very lucky, Bridge, you and I, to see Darius Rucker on stage.
Oh, we so were at the CMC Music Awards.
We saw him at the CMC Music Awards over the road. And, of course, he was the former, he's now a country music star, former lead singer of that band, Hootie and the Blowfish, Hold My Hand. Name that year.
I did stuff up, though, because, darling, I said to you, I just saw Darius Rucker. Seriously, I just bumped into him in the corridor. That's amazing. I just saw him in... My friend said, no, that's an usher.
Is it CMC Music Rocks up there at Ipswich as well.
Yeah, and usher's another singer, but anyway.
look, Hootie and the Blowfish, that song was released in 94.
Purdy, you're right.
You didn't even say your name.
Sorry, it must be that content director aspirations. You just came forward with your content director aspirations and now you've gone right to the top of the pack and named that year. Well done.
It's not hard to do homework when you're only studying three subjects. Music, sport, and movies.
Oh, wow, he's spiky today. Here we go. Ooh. Come on.
Any sleep last night, Peter?
Zero. I'm two up.
Yeah, we still go to the third one.
All right, okay.
We still go to the third one. Get rid of that music. Thanks, Brooksy. Okay, let's head to the movies. Name that year.
You're a funny guy, Sally. That's why I'm going to kill you last. Don't disturb my friend. He's dead tired.
Sally, when I promised to kill you last.
That's what Major did.
I lied.
There you go. Name that year. Commando, the movie.
Oh,
Jeez. Now, the bloke in front of you is a movieologist, yeah. The bloke hitting the buttons
you
today.
You should see Brixie is shuffling from foot to foot. He's dying to get in here. Look at him.
He was saying the words as the piece went to air. I was watching him. So, Petey, you can just pay him a little couple of bucks there on the side if you want Brixie to whisper in your ear, because he knows.
There's a bit of a showdown between him and Rod McLeod. Rod's flat today because Brixie's trying to overpower him.
All right, well, Brixie can get in on this. I'll just have a guess. Commando, a bridge, 89.
No.
No, it was a fraction later. It was 92.
No, it wasn't later.
Spider, 92.
Gosh.
No, Rodney.
I'll have a crack at 1990.
Brixie, tell us the year for Commando.
Commando came out in 1985.
Been dressing like it ever since.
Who was in it, Brixie? What was it about?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, a young Alyssa Milano was in it. The Australian actor Vernon Wells, who played the bikie in Mad Max 2.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah.
See? You know so much. You know,
hey, Brixie, I tried to watch that new Schwarzenegger movie on the plane. Oh, that's a shocker.
Which one?
He's got a new movie out.
He's got heaps of new movies out, but none of them make the cinemas anymore because he doesn't do the big action stuff. He's still got those fans, you know? Everyone still likes Arnie. How can you not like Arnie? He's one of the best.
Oh, he's
the
best.
I thought you said a honey. Oh, you mean Arnie?
Arnie.
I'll be back. That's all I know.
I'll be back.
And we will be with another name that year.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Superstar, superhuman. Yeah, before I get into the keys to the city being handed over today up in Brisbane, very quickly, AJ, the merge between Gold Coast Turf Club and Bow Desert, what's the outcome? Why?
Hope it goes ahead, Peter. Yeah, I was chatting to the chairman the other day, Brett Cook. It's a sensible decision given the financial situation at Bow Desert. They've been struggling for a few years. Gold Coast Turf Club have too, so it means that they can put a country region together with a city region and come up with two different race meetings. It's a tough business racing these days. As you know, everyone carries a mobile phone. People tend to bet on the phone. They don't go to the races anymore, which is a shame. And that's the situation. But I think it's a great move, Bow Desert and Gold Coast together. What do you think?
Yeah, I reckon it'd be great. As you say, the race days are great days, but you hardly ever go, do you?
Oh, no, and if you go, you hardly ever watch it. If I'm a woman. You've just got your heels over your shoulder and you're getting carried out.
Exactly right. That's how we want it to be, but it looks like that will go ahead. But consistency is something they need there with making sure we know when exactly the races are. But really good news today up in Brisbane. They're going to do the street parade and hand the keys to the city over to the Commonwealth Games athletes. So great recognition of what they've been able to achieve. Also, the Paralympians are going to be there as well. So everybody from swimmers to the weightlifters to shooters to track and field. But you'd be a bit flat, wouldn't you? Like, you've just come off the Comm Games. You've had a great couple of weeks. Mm. You get invited. You get the keys to the city. Mm. And you get the keys to Brisbane. Like, seriously. Like, think about it. Like, the world-renowned Treasury Casino. Well, that'd be great. Or take, what will you do? Go to the old windmill up Queen Street Mall or take the river cat along the Brisbane River?
Like, go to that fake beach. And I'm allowed to bag it because I'm a Brisbaneite.
Seriously, what would you like? If you went to Melbourne, at least you'd have the MCG, Festival Hall, and Jackson. Go to Sydney, Darling Harbour, Woolloomooloo, the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Where would you, Rod? I'll ask you, if you could get to the keys to any city, where would it be?
St Andrews in Scotland. You could have the run of the whole five courses there, or seven courses it is. And, of course, you could jump up into the members area and see what they've got in the liquor cabinet.
Yeah. AJ, where would you?
Oh, it's a dead heat, mate. Bangkok or...
No.
Age, that is so seedy.
Nice.
You're as dodgy as...
Wait, life finish. It's a dead heat. Bangkok or Istanbul. Istanbul's a magnificent place. You been there, Bridgie?
No, I'd love to go.
Great history. Great history.
Istanbul in Bangkok. Bridge.
Nimbin.
Do they have locks for the keys to go into there?
Yeah, for me.
Yeah.
Ipswich.
What?
Ipswich.
Why?
I'd go straight to Paul Pasali's desk and check in the bottom drawer, see what paper bags there are, and go to the shoe boxes in the cupboard.
He's catching brim and mullet.
If
fishing fails, get into scales.
That'd be the one. And our good man's on the phone right now to talk all things fishing at 6:08. Hey, Herbert.
G'day, guys. How are you going this morning?
Yeah, really, really good, Herb. Now, I've got a lot of text messages throughout the week, not from you, from a lot of other people saying the fish are out and about.
Yeah, look, we just had two cracking good days. Two Anzac Day was an amazing day. With plenty of fish caught. There's been some nice snappers starting to get caught. Whales moving up, plenty of cobia around. Unfortunately, that wind's going to get up this morning. It's pretty light now from the southwest. You want to get back early because it's going to pick up from the southeast. It's going to get pretty strong today and tomorrow and out through the weekend.
Vomitron.
Yeah, about 10 tomorrow, probably later today too. It's going to be pretty rough. That swell will get up, so if you do want to get out early and get back early, watch the bars. We do have a high tide around 6:30 in the morning, 6:30 at night, which makes it good because there's a bit of chill in the air. Starts to bring in the old Friday night, Saturday night walk, chuck a few squid jigs around, get yourself a pizza or something. I mean, you can go down to Scales, get yourself free to seafood, go down beyond the hospital there, chuck a squid jig while your family are eating fish and chips, you know what I mean?
Jeez.
So you've just got to, mingle it into the family. But this weekend, I mean, you can still get your crab pots out, still a few crabs around, plenty of sand crabs start to show up. A few bass still up the upper reaches of the rivers, and it's not cold enough yet for the jacks to shut down. So get up the top of the Cooma and the Rang, Telebludger, the Currumbin and the Tweed Rivers to chase some jacks. So there's plenty on offer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Herb, how about all the bait fish around Tiagra and all
that? Oh, that was unbelievable.
All the sharks, totally after all the, you know, it was massive. That was full on. The sharks are after the baby calves at the moment, the baby whales, but the fact that there was so many bait fish around, bet you wish you were in the middle of that.
Oh, yeah, I wish I'd be in there chucking lures. I'd be doing everything I could. I love that sort of stuff. Big balls of bait is going off. Plenty of sharks around, but and people say that, you know, sharks protected, some of them and all this and all that. Look, there's a lot of fish being taken by sharks at the moment. There's some big predators out there, so don't swim in a bait ball, that's for sure. But, I think we could be utilising stuff like that. And, you know, flake tastes good. Why haven't we got a professional fisherman chasing shark and eating local flake? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it could be a job for you, Herb. But, what does somebody like yourself, an experienced fisherman that goes out once or twice a year, but, you know, with this weekend off and it's too windy to go out, what would you be doing this weekend outside of fishing because you can't go out there?
This weekend, I'm going to probably take the wheels off my trailer and just re-grease the bearings and... because when you only take it out every twice a year, Spider, the grease might go stale and you've got to make sure that the wheels are going to roll.
Yeah.
But you know what I did do the other day?
Yes.
And this is a great outing if you're not, I involved a little bit of fishing into it. I did the drive from back of the desert up Duck Creek to O'Reilly's. Now, I wouldn't recommend it because there was a big sign up saying the track was closed.
Oh, it's amazing, that track.
It was pretty hairy.
It is.
I had the daughter and the missus, pooing themselves a little bit. But, and then we did a little bit of bass fishing on the way down the back through Canungwa. We pulled up at a couple of creeks, threw a few lures. We didn't catch nothing, but it was a really good day.
You're a family man, Herb.
That's it, Spider. That's what it's all about, keeping the family happy and having a good time, innit?
Yeah. Thanks, Herb. Yes. You're the best catch there is on the Gold
Coast. There you go, Herb. Show us your squid jig.
Bridget, get out of
Herb, I was just checking.
Listen, you were talking about squid jigs, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
Herb, before you go, I was just checking. I've got my official certificate marriage book here, and it's 2 years since I married you at the Southport Seaway.
Aww.
March 16.
Yeah, 2 years I've been married now, and I think we've been together about 17 or something. But
when and the beautiful Lisa Sylvia Thomas gave you a gold fishing reel.
Aww.
That's right. No ring. Don't wear jewellery. I got a fish reel. And I'll tell you, I got a jewellery on that reel just the other weekend. So it's still going, eh? Brings back a lot of memories.
Thanks, Herbert.
Have a good weekend. Don't forget to get your fresh seafood from Scales and stay safe on the water. Over.
I have some big news.
And Mark, on many occasions, looked at me and said, are we wrecking this film?
It was an act of pure evil.
I never thought I'd have to beg you for a cuddle.
What is it about Shanghai and Nick Kyrgios?
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Yeah, we're crossing live with Scotty Taylor, our US correspondent in Washington, D.C. The big news overnight was the real retrial with Bill Cosby. I grew up watching The Cosby Show.
I think everybody did.
Yeah, that's right. He once embodied and idealized the American father, especially in America. And it was a high-stakes retrial after half a dozen women testified that the famed comedian drugged and assaulted them. Scotty, this is huge.
Yeah, you know, he's known in America as America's dad. We all know him from those Jell-O commercials, as from I Spy back in the 60s, a lot of movies. Also, the dad of, you know, the Huxtables, the Cosby Show. And this is just horrific. I think America is just sitting down shocked right now because, you know, this guy is 80 years old. He was just found guilty drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his home in Pennsylvania in 2004. Now, you might not know about this. This woman settled a $3 million lawsuit with Bill Cosby back in 2006, but a new prosecutor in Pennsylvania was elected to office and then decided to file new charges about 3 years ago, and it's now all come together, and he's been convicted of three counts. These are second-degree felonies. We're talking, guys, 30 years in prison, but if he is sentenced at a later date, you know, we could see him in jail for 10 years, which is maybe a death sentence for Bill Cosby.
Well,
he's going to be like 90 years old.
Well, Scotty, I think that's the question is, how long do you think he's going to get and when will we find out? Because it either holds a jail term or $25,000 fine. So you don't think they'll cop a fine. You think he's definitely going to spend time.
Well, I think it was up to the 55 women who've come out, to be honest with you, publicly over the last couple of years. They would like to spend, you know, him spend the rest of his life in prison. But, you know, the American justice system, you never know. It's a flip of a coin, to be honest with you guys. You know, he's a first-time offender, so does Pennsylvania have those kind of rules that he'll get a lesser charge? I think at the most he would spend 10 years in prison. He's not going to spend 30 because these charges are going to run concurrently, so it's 10 years. Now, I do want to mention, you know, Bill Cosby, he never took the stand in his own defense at all over the last couple of weeks. And when the jury put down that decision today, he just stared straight ahead. And then after they left, prosecutors asked the judge to revoke Cosby's bail because they say he's a flight risk and has a private plane. That's the only time when this 80-year-old man stood up and he cursed and yelled, he doesn't have a plane. Right now, he is out on bail, but he says, his defense says that they're going to appeal.
He was swearing. It's very confronting to see what he said about, you know, with the plane. And the judge saying, though, because of his age and medical condition, he may not lock him up. He may do the whole house arrest or, you know, must remain nearby his home. I mean, surely crime is a crime.
Yep.
It shouldn't matter about age or medical condition.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think it should either. And I think all those women who claimed that he was abused and settled lawsuits over the years, they want him locked up. But guys, right now he has to stay in his Pennsylvania home, and he has one of those ankle bracelets on him. So you kind of wonder, what would the Bill Cosby back on the Cosby Show say about this? I think he would shake his head, say some type of joke. But you know, the show was serious. It covered a lot of serious subjects. So just amazing that this man is now spending time in his house. He can't leave, and he's got one of these ankle bracelets on. They can track him wherever he goes.
Well, it's not a tough gig, is it?
No.
If he's living in a mansion,
living at home,
come on.
Yeah, I think he's. If they want to make a statement, as you say, Scotty, your justice system's no different to ours. You just wait and see what they cop. But I think they've got to. You got to serve jail time. You've got to really understand what you've done, and you can't do that living in a mansion.
Yeah, I think he's spending the last couple of years spending his millions on whatever he wants, including, you know, getting people to basically shut up. So, yeah, I agree with you. If you put him in his house under house arrest, does he learn anything at all? Is there any retribution, any justice? Probably not.
Yeah, thanks. Scotty Taylor live from the U.S. And that's the scary part. It's the drugs, you know, drugging these women and then assaulting them.
It is.
As well, and denying it the whole time and putting it back on these
and
women.
And still denying it because he's going to appeal it.
Yeah.
We deserve to celebrate here on the Gold Coast because we have just won one of the biggest nominations that can be held. You know, you don't worry about the America's Cup, taking that out some years ago. They often talk about the Rugby World Cup, but no. The Gold Coast is on top of the world today, on top of the Woz.
Oh, it's not the Tacky Cup or the Glitter Strip Cup, but you ready? Gold Coasters, we have just made it as Australia's number one hipster city.
Yeah!
Yes.
Oh, my God. Followed by Cairns and Hobart. You know what annoys me, right? There'll be a really cool little funky place that opens.
Yep.
You get about a week before the hipsters move in and you're like, oh, here we go.
We are blanketed by the hipster movement. We've beaten Cairns and Hobart.
Yep. So we're number one in Australia for that, isn't that?
Oh, we are lit.
Yeah, we're lit. You know, hey, Friday feels.
Friday
if
feels.
If I see another one of those on Instagram where people go, oh, Thursday feels. Friday feels.
Celebrate with avocados and turmeric lattes
That's
today.
That's right. Yeah. And we know you live with your parents, but you just say you live with the old couples. I love that.
Asahi bowls.
Oh, asahi
caramel,
bowls.
Caramel triple mocha latte.
Mocha waka 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 waka. Who's got time to wait for these asahi bowls? I see everyone outside through these fruit shops waiting for like 20 minutes. Well, they're Instagramming for an asahi bowl. Come on.
Well, they've got time then to do their moustache and their mo, make sure it's beautiful.
Well, it grows man by buns. The time.
Man buns.
I like a Mayan man bun. Don't knock him.
Anyway, well done to the Gold Coast. Bring
well
back
done.
The meter maids.
Well done.
Still yet to meet the one?
Lucked out in the love stakes?
Sound familiar?
Not sure how to meet your true love? AJ Bridge and Spiders Second Chance Dance.
Well, it doesn't get any better than this. We are giving you the venue to find love. A lot of people say there's no venues out there. Where do you find love the old-fashioned way without having to look at your phones and swipe left and right? We are giving you that right here, right now.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of, and I know it has worked for certain people with all the social media apps out there to find love, but sometimes people just go, oh, what's next, though? What's next? And some people go on like 5 dates a week.
And the thing is, too, no one ever puts up an up-to-date photo.
No.
Everyone has got... So here, walk in, see, there it is. That's it. Can't get any... That's it. This is it.
And then you can feel the chemistry as well. It's all about that.
You can feel it.
Oh, and Jeff, we want you to feel it. Hello, Jeff.
Yes, good morning.
That sounded wrong. We don't want you to, we don't want you to be creepy. We want you to feel the chemistry. We want you to meet someone at Envy at Cocktails and Keys and just have a great chat, a great rapport, old school. How long's it been for you, Jeff?
It's been about 12 months since I've been in a relationship, but been trying the dating apps and, you know, as you say, been on a few dates, but they never look like their profile picture.
Yeah, that's a hard thing, Jeff. What's the Jeff story? Because that's a hard thing. You know, you jump on these dating apps, thinks it's all going to be fantastic, but it's hard work. We're here, you're there in the moment.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not wrong. That's a good old-fashioned have a look, see if there's any chemistry, and just get the Dutch courage and go and have a chat.
That's exactly right.
Nothing wrong with that.
You're not hiding behind a few texts. Now, how would you spoil a lady? I hear you're old school. I love this. You're an old school gentleman, Jeff.
Yes, I like to take them to, you know, like even for a first date, if we've been getting on pretty well.
The driving.
I don't mind taking them to a nice restaurant, you know, maybe there at Marina Mirage, like Glass.
Something
like that. Very nice. Maybe a little walk after that and see where it leads from there. If there's any chemistry and there's a second date, well, geez, I'm all for going away for a weekend.
Adrian.
Sorry about the dodgy soundtrack in the background of you there.
Jeff. You're starting to tickle the fancy of AJ because he loves Marina Mirage, his favourite restaurants there, and he loves walks along the beach too.
He
walks down, touches the rock and walks back.
Jeez, it's a shame he's not the opposite sex then, isn't it?
Jeff, please.
Now, Jeff.
All of a sudden, I don't want to be the doorman.
What's your dating demographic? What age group are we looking for you, Jeff?
Oh, look, I'm looking at anything from, you know, say the 40 to 52, whatever.
Yeah,
oh, lovely.
Right in the middle. That's fantastic. Well, Jeff, congratulations. You're coming on. We're looking forward to seeing you next Friday, May the 11th.
That's going to be awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're going to put some perfume on, Jeff. You know, spark it up a bit.
No perfume for you, mate. Just a bit of aftershave, eh?
A bit of links.
She's away.
Yeah. Yeah. Good on you, mate. See you on the night.
Yeah, thanks very much. Look forward to seeing you on the 11th.
We'll be at Cocktails and Keys at the Envy Hotel. Their brand new setup upstairs, May 11. You can still register. We need people like Jeff. That is blokes. We've got a lot of ladies. You can register at goldfm.com.au.
Peter, what is going on with your son, Boston? This is nasty. Of course he's your son.
No, I don't know, because looking at him in the mirror, yes. Looking at his footy ability and the way he doesn't like running, yes. But the we know at the moment, did you see on the news last night, the stats of the flu? 2018 looks like it's going to be a very, very harsh year. And we can't recommend it high enough to get the flu shots. Dr. Lisa is going to come in and give our shots next week.
Yes, definitely do it.
And they're saying, you know, the worst risk to take is not to have one at all.
That's
so
right.
Make sure you get your flu shots. But there's a lot of people going down already.
Really?
And Boston's gone down with the flu.
Oh, no.
And this is how I've worked out he's not mine.
Why?
Because he got it yesterday. He was crook last night.
Oh, poor little darling.
Again this morning, he's crook.
Aww.
And he goes, I've got to go to school. I said, no, you're crook. And he goes, I've got an assignment I've got to hand in. I want to go to school.
Oh, okay. Hang on a minute.
Hang on.
No, this is good.
I said, for 12 years, from prep all the way to year 12, every day there was a test or there was an assignment due, I wished upon I'd get the flu. I begged Mum that I had the flu, even though I was on top of the wars. I made every excuse that I had the flu. He's got the flu, and he still wants to go to school.
Wow.
He's definitely Cherise. He's not mine.
Bossy, you've done a right call, mate, and we hope you get well soon and you get off to school and get your assignment off as well.
Time to complain about things that drive you nuts. It's Flap Your Gums Friday.
Today's subject, who pays on a first date, the man, the female, or do you go Dutch? Morton's Quality Meats each week on Gold 92.5. Supply us with a $100 voucher, 13, 2017.
Yeah, because we are doing Gold FM's Second Chance Dance that's coming up. We'd love you to register if you are single. We are doing the old school dating, bringing everyone together in the Gold FM family. So go to goldfm.com.au. But this is a tricky one, our day and age.
Mm. I don't know how it can be tricky.
You're a gentleman. I like this about you, Peter. This is quite awkward for me
to say that.
I know, darling. I know I'm with you. Do you pay?
Oh, 100%. I can't understand how a male wouldn't pay if they took a female out for dinner.
Really?
I don't know how they would do it.
Really?
You just don't do it.
Really?
Anyway, more times might have changed. Adrian, what would you, do you shout dinner?
That depends how I've gone on the punt.
Otherwise you did contra, right?
My very good
friend. You know, honestly, it must be hard though, because a lot of women are independent. I always offer, and often they go, yeah, great, thanks, can you pay for the
can you pay for the lot I borrow 50?
But it is hard, because then you think, if I do offer, is that going to make me look like I'm kind of a feminist or, oh, you know, I can look after myself? And I don't know. I think it is lovely and chivalrous if a guy
does. I don't even think it should get to the point of even asking. But anyway, Jody and Pimpamar, what do you think? Male pay or go halves, or what's the setup?
I believe it should depend on how the date goes, because it might just be easier to split the bill and take the bolt, really.
Yeah, maybe leave the bill and just bolt.
So if you're feeling bad and you don't want to see them again, yeah, split the bill. There we go. Thanks, Jody. Okay, we've got Jamie in Palm Beach. Hello, Jamie. What do you think? Should the guys pay on a first date?
I think they should. I'm a bit old school, so I think they should. But with my son, it depends. If he asks a girl out, he pays. And if the girl asks him out, she pays.
Yeah, shouldn't it be up to who asks? Yeah, right.
Nah.
Yeah, but he's never got any cash anyway. So,
so you end up paying.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I don't even go on the date.
Oh. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie. We've got Ken in Southport. Ken, who pays on a date?
Always the bloke, mate.
Yeah.
Always the bloke, yeah?
Oh, chivalry. It's not dead just yet.
That's lovely.
They can offer. I don't care about the whole feminist thing. It's not about that.
No, that's cool.
Hillary says, you pull the chair out when she gets there, you sit down after her, and you pay the bill.
I don't know about that much, but I'll pay the bill.
Oh, Ken, that's lovely.
Oh, come on. Chivalry's not dead yet.
No.
I know women do.
The more of us young fellas who remember that, the better we do to remember the oldies who taught us the right way.
Kenny, are you single? Kenny. I think every woman's just fallen in love with you.
Thanks, Ken.
I wish that, then I wouldn't be single anymore.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Oh, Rick and Narang, who does it? Oh, no, sorry, Jennifer. And oh, no, Rick, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you can call me Jennifer if you like. I don't care.
That way you don't have to pay the bill.
I don't have to fucking pay myself.
Ah, there we go. So what do you think?
No, look, I reckon that bloke should always pay because then we have to get used to, you know, once you're in a relationship, you've got to get used to you've got to get used to having no money in your wallet. You know what I mean? Like, and unless it's the other way around and, you know, and you're going out with Gina Reinhart, then, you know, you're going to leave your wallet at home, man.
I'd even shout her dinner. Thanks,
Rick. You would do.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Now, because Ken melted every woman on the Gold Coast and Tweed's heart, he's won the $100 Morton's Quality Meat.
Yay, Ken.
You, Kenny.
Now, AJ, I know you were very gracious and grateful that I helped you out yesterday.
It was
a little favour. Look, it's very easy with me, not living far from the airport, that if you guys need to go somewhere, you just park your car at mine, I take you to the airport in your own car with all your baggage in the back.
Well, you know for a fact that, unfortunately, with airport parking these days, they pull your pants down. Doesn't matter where it is, they pull them down and say, here we go.
They've got you.
They do, don't they?
Oh, they've got you. Yeah. They've got you locked in and you're loaded.
And that's why you often just follow people out, don't you, through the boom gate?
I have got priors.
Yes, the top of your Isuzu was covered in dents, but anyway... No, but AJ, so what I did, because I've got a little car, it is best that, you know, I drive you in your car to the airport with all your baggage in and send you on your way. And that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, very, 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 very decent of you, Bridge. Thank you very
much. Pleasure. That's what I do for friends. And you are a friend and you're a lovely, very good friend.
No, hang on. What happened?
No. I was very happy to do that for you, AJ.
Did you spend the money in the center console?
And anything that I could do for you... In the future, I'll even pick you up whatever day you're coming back and, you know, anything.
Bridge, I'm now starting to smell a rat. What's going on?
I smelt one in your car too. I looked for ages for it.
What's going on, Bridget? Don't tell me, look,
his car smells like his apartment.
It does smell very testosterone-y.
Has it got fleas as well?
No, stop it. No.
What happened, Bridge?
Okay. You are sitting down, aren't you?
Oh, God.
Okay. So what happened?
I hope Wade Von Bibber's not listening.
Are you allowed to be driving his car?
Am I? I'd say by that deathly silence, no. So look,
what happened?
Okay, well, let's.
What happened?
Okay, let's cut to the chase. Look, you know, what happened was I haven't driven an auto car ever, really, because I've always had manual cars.
Yep.
So I put your lovely whatever it was, big white, what is it? What do you got? What car was I driving?
It's a Subaru.
There we go. So I put it in, drive.
Oh, that's hipster style.
I put it in drive.
Here we go.
And I drive off. And then it's going straining. I'm like, oh, okay, this is weird. Why won't it change gears?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's not changing gears. I'm like, this car is constipated. It needs to go somewhere. I get out in the 80K zone along the Gold Coast Highway there.
So the Subaru can go 80 in first.
It was straining. I kicked it back to 50Ks and I'm like, everyone's behind me beeping. They're thinking I'm an old lady in a Subaru Forester. I'm like, oh, my God. So I pull over in Golden Four Drive in the side street and I'm just like, what is happening here? And I realised I'd pushed it over to manual, not
drive. You didn't do the auto manual.
Darling.
She just ripped the rings out of it.
Yeah, 80Ks an hour in first gear.
Oh, God.
So it's time for me to do an AJ. So to my very good friends, Wade and the team at Von Bibra, look, for a good half the trip home, I just turned the radio up louder, that's all, so I didn't have to hear the noise. There's a bit of a burning smell, but I'm sure it's fine.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
It's a part of the world these days, computers, and they are frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what gets more frustrating? Well, probably the most frustrating thing about computers is the fact when you're paying a bill, when you're registering for something, you know, these days every registers on the internet, filling out forms on the computer, and then suddenly it freezes.
Oh, don't.
You see this blue spinning circle?
The circle of death.
Or this turning beach ball, whichever computer you use, and you wait. And you wait. Then suddenly it crashes.
Yep.
There's nothing you can do.
No.
So you think, what am I going to do? You start again. You just wasted 10, 20, 30 minutes. Why can't we just have forms on pen and paper?
Or call someone.
How hard is it? How hard is it just to have a nice little piece of paper? If something goes wrong, just go get a little bit of white out. Go over it.
That's it.
You spend a minute.
That's it.
Not 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes. Because I can guarantee you, as soon as you turn that computer back on and that decides to start working again, you'll go through exactly the same steps you did some 20, 30, 40 minutes ago. You'll get to the same spot.
Yes.
You'll be holding your breath with any part of anticipation, and what will happen? The blue spinning circle will come again. The beach ball of death will come again. I think we should do one thing. Bring a cricket bat and hit that ball out of the park, out of the computer, and bring back the pen and paper for all fours. Bring back pen and paper.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Still yet to meet the one?
Lucked out in the love stakes?
Sound familiar?
Not sure how to meet your true love? AJ Bridge and Spider's Second Chance Dance.
Cocktails and Keys, the brand new piano bar upstairs at Envy Hotel. Going to be a lot of fun. May 11, guys, register. I'm saying guys because we've got a lot of females, lads. Goldfm.com.au.
And, you know, we're in the situation of our age group, it's kind of Siberia because we don't particularly want to go on the dating apps.
Yes.
Like the youngies are doing. And we like the old school romance, but where on the coast do you go? So that's why we've been proactive. And we've got Gold FM Second Chance Dance.
It's going to be a huge night. We're going to have music that's going to match it. Of course, a couple of little drinks just to take the edge off if anybody's a little bit nervous. But it is going to be a huge night. And we're giving you the venue to hopefully, and it's worked before. We've done it. There's been marriages out of our singles parties before. So it can happen.
Certainly can. And joining us is Charmin. Good morning, Charmin.
Hey, Bridgie. AJ Spider, how are you?
Oh, we are great. Now, tell us, why do you think you're single at the moment?
Maybe I'm too fussy.
It's good to be fussy.
But, yes, and I think it's a bit the case of, as you said, it's difficult to know where to go. And I think a lot of the good men are married.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Oh, there's a couple of us, don't get me wrong.
Oh, look at you adding yourself into that.
But what kind of man are you after, Charmin?
I tell you, Jeff, who rang before, he's barking up the right tree.
Oh,
he was a gentleman, Jeff. He said he's still into... What are you woofing for, AJ? That is your sound effects when we do this.
He's so dodgy.
Seedy. Jeff sounded lovely, didn't he, Charmin? He said he still opens doors and likes the walks on the beach. And
yeah, well, that's at the top of my list, is being a gentleman, taking pride in their appearance and being well-groomed.
Yes.
Yep, that's AJ as well.
Yes, and intelligence, so we can have great conversations.
Purdy, you're gone.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah, hey, Charmin, well, we look forward to having you there 11th of May. It's going to be a great night, and hopefully, you know, you do find that person that you're looking for.
Oh, you've made my day, guys. Thank you.
Pleasure, treasure.
Solastalgia, the new album for Missy Higgins, who called by the radio station about 6 weeks ago. Amazing story. Remember, guys, she told us about how she bought Ed Sheeran tickets, and then the manager rang up. She was going to go and see Ed, and then the manager rang up and said, guess what, you're playing on the Ed Sheeran tour. So she put her tickets on eBay and sold them to the best story that somebody had to relate on online, which was fantastic. But Missy's got a good story here, Spider.
Yeah, and Missy, thanks for joining us. I do have to ask you, though, I've got a young son. I'd love him to obviously follow in the AFL footsteps. You've got a young son as well. Have you thought about, would you like him to follow in your footsteps?
Yesterday we were having a bit of a jam on the piano and I was just swelling with pride, but I was thinking, no, I've got to hold myself back. I can't pressure him too much.
Yeah.
You know, he's only three. I have to play it cool. Just let him make his own way to music and hope that, you know, hope that he feels kind of that way inclined.
you don't want to pressure them, but you want to push it. You want to sit there and go, oh, no, this is really good. You should try this.
Yeah. You just got to be a bit, very sly, very, subtly manipulative about it.
When it comes to Aussie music, Missy, and geez, we're so proud of Aussie music, obviously. What song do you wish that you wrote, that you collaborated with, that you performed, that you hear and go, oh, I wish that was my song?
You're the Voice, Johnny Farnham.
Oh.
that's a classic.
Yeah, it is. You would have been at the opening ceremony.
Oh, Throw Your Arms Around Me. Oh.
Throw Your Arms Around Me is just a classic. I actually have been covering that at my live shows recently.
Hey, Missy, last time we spoke, a few weeks back, you talked about the tickets that you'd bought to go and see a bloke called Ed Sheeran. And then you found out that you got a call from the management to say that, hey, you'll be playing at the shows and you put your tickets online to sell. How was the gig?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. It was much better being up on stage than in the audience. But I it was a challenge at first because I've never played to a stadium full of people before. So I felt like I had to really kind of up my game. You know, it was a different kind of performing to what I'm used to. Usually I would kind of have a little chat with the audience and tell, you know, some long-winded stories. But this time I was like, you know, taking the mic off the mic stand and going up and down the stage and, you know, waving to each side of the stadium and getting them all to sing and clap along. So it was really fun. I felt like a rock star for a couple of weeks.
Did you have much time with Ed? Did you get to chat much?
We caught up a couple of times during tour. St. Patrick's Day, he had this kind of backstage room set up like an Irish pub. And invited everyone there for drinks. And then on the last night, we went and hung with him in his penthouse hotel room and chatted for a couple of hours. And that was really nice. He's such a down-to-earth, normal, lovely guy.
Hey, Missy, Food on Couch worked well. We're playing it here at Gold 92.5. You'd be pleased to know. And
thank you.
And your fifth album, and I think I've got it right this time, Solastalgia.
Nostalgia, yes.
Hey, cool.
Yeah.
Officially out, right? Congrats. Right.
It is. Thank you very much. Very exciting.
We're looking to hear more, looking forward to hearing more on it. And what is the next song?
The next song, the single from the album is called Cemetery.
Oh, yeah, track two. Cool. Well, we look forward to hearing more of that with the release of the album this week. It's great to catch up with you again, and we're looking forward to hearing more and seeing more of Missy Higgins.
Thanks so much, guys. Nice to chat.
I am broadcasting today from Sydney. I've come down to marry a good friend of mine, Kelly Dracy, who's marrying Sean Rolls. Anyone in the racing industry, no relation to Sausage, Luke Rolls, the jockey.
Oh, please.
But now listen to this, right? You know you're back in Sydney, right? I lived in Bronte, Bridge and Spider, and I actually worked at Triple M down here where I'm sitting at the moment years ago, back in 110 years ago.
Yes.
Yep.
And I realised that back in Sydney when I paid $6.50 for a latte last night at $6.50.
What?
$40 for a four-minute buzzer trim. I had the trim done at Bronte. You got the trim done for the hair for the wedding today.
$40.
$40 for the four-minute trim.
You've been ripped 38.
And what I'm worried about is when I put out the Instagram photos, how am I going to explain the place below Kelly's where I'm living?
Mm.
The art of massage.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Now.
That's cheaper
than
the
coffee,
probably.
I'm living in a joint in Bronte and the joint down below. The art of massage.
You do look very happy today.
That'll go down well, won't it?
nice, relaxed and calm.
Yeah.
We're really excited. It's coming up very soon. Gold FM Second Chance Dance. Old school dating.
Yep.
You go to register at goldfm.com.au because we want to bring that magic back, that nostalgia of meeting someone face-to-face and feeling that chemistry. And do you know what? When a guy asks for your number, it is the nicest feeling.
Yeah.
No, it really is when someone says, oh,
and when they don't have to write it down, they can remember it. You know,
and
that's
they go,
love.
And then if they like you too, they'll text you straight away and go, here's mine.
Yeah.
It's just lovely. And we want to bring back all those special, beautiful feelings at Gold FM Second
but
Chance
it's all,
Dance.
It's always very difficult when you mix in you're kind of the same group of friends. The older you get, I suppose, that smaller that group becomes.
Mm.
And there's no places to go out and meet someone. That's why we're doing it. But, you know, because you are in a small group of friends, what do you think of lunch cunning? What do you think of, you know, like What?
Grass cutting.
Yeah, cutting someone else's lunch. Grass cutting, you know, like there's a couple of prize in celebrities that have done it. AJ, would you be one to go after one of your friend's exes?
A bit of history there, I think. So.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, I knew that. I knew you would. See, I am not a fan of it at all. I wouldn't know. It doesn't matter if it's 5, no. 10, 20 years. I don't think you can cut a mate's lunch. And that's not even lunch cutting later on.
I do know that it works, though, for some people. Look, it's not my jam, but I know that it works for some people that when you are in that small group, like you said, all of a sudden you just have a lot in common with someone in that group. How's this for a quick one?
Mm.
I had friends. They lived next to each other. They realised they liked each other's partners, got married to each other's partners, swapped houses. So they still live next to each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
But swapped partners, got remarried and everyone's happy ever after. It's quite bizarre.
We want to know, 13, 27, 10, lunch cutting. Is it a grass cutting, whatever you want to call it? Should it? Do you agree with it or not?
Is it ever okay? Is there ever enough time after being with your ex that it's okay? By AJ standards, apparently it's...
Oh, yeah.
Not a prob.
As long as the day ends in Y.
Peter at Arundel, what do you think, mate?
G'day, AJ. Back when I was in my 20s, I think it was, back in the 1800s, I had a young girl I was going out with for about 6 months. We parted ways, and then my best mate from high school came in front of me one day and said, I've got a new girlfriend. I said, oh, good on you. Who is she? And it was, I won't mention her name, but it was my ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
how'd you take it, Pete? Do you agree or not agree?
Yeah, I was okay about it. I was okay to the point where they actually got married and I was best man.
Oh, wow. That's very mature of you, Peter.
Yeah, that is. Thanks, Pete.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I'm still getting over it, but...
I would have loved to hear your best man speech.
Oh, yeah, the speech would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Good fun, and we're still great mates today, although they got divorced, so happily ever after.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Thanks, Pete.
No worries.
Mick in Narang, is it okay to
ever
cut a mate's lunch?
Only on one condition.
Mm. What's that?
That you have the respect for your mate and you go to him first and ask him for permission. And if you don't have enough respect or enough courage to do that, then you shouldn't be in it and stay right away from it. Respect your mate.
Mm. Oh, nice. That's
great. Cool. Yeah, I don't mind that, Mick. That's very, very interesting because I'm not a fan of it at all. But I suppose, you know, if someone come up and said this is the situation, at least they're being up and honest.
Have you done that?
Well, that's it. So stay away. And if you do have to go there, get permission from your mate. Yeah, and if you haven't got the balls to do that and look after your friend, then you're never a real friend anyway.
Oh, thanks, Mickey.
Well said.
You know what, Peter? You never say never. You can't be a judgment policeman. You can't.
I know, but that's just
you might fall in love with someone. You're married now to a very beautiful woman, Cherie, but you never say never because you might fall in love with that person.
You never know.
No, I couldn't. I wouldn't.
Rick in Narang, is it ever okay to cut your mate's lunch?
No, I agree with Spider, eh? Because, I've been, as you know, Bridgie, I've been happily divorced now for 19 years. And, I had a lot of mates who did come round and cut the grass. They said, you know, basically they should have ride on mower. That's how many times they did it. So,
wow.
You know, bring the whippersnapper as well. And, you know what I mean? Like,
Jim.
That's what.
We get the idea. Thanks, Rick.
Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Richard in Main Beach. Richard, what do you think, mate? Is it okay or not?
Is it okay?
Yeah, okay. It's okay. I went out with my mate's girlfriend after he broke up with her. It was quite nice because we were still friends after he broke up with her, and I thought, well, I'm not going to lose a friendship. And then it kind of evolved to a relationship to a fiancé.
And
it lasted for about 3 or 4 years, which was good.
Yeah, really quickly, though, did you go to him and tell him first, or did you just rock up and say, this is how it's happening? Did you find out?
I tried to tell him for about 2 months, and then he rocked up at my house when we were packing the car to go camping.
Hang on a minute.
And he kind of seen it and then drove away.
Richard, I'm going to call you out here. How do you try and tell someone for 2 months? You pick up the phone and you call them, buddy. Come on.
I tried calling him. I tried texting him. I even went around to his house and his parents weren't there, but, yeah, I tried.
Anyway, at the end of the day, it was fun. I enjoyed it. And then the grass was greener outside the fence for her, and that was it.
The grass was greener on the other side of the fence.
For her. AJ, did you tell the people that you... Did you call them and go, hello?
I've cut your lunch.
I have.
No.
Just... Oh, you didn't.
I didn't do it very manly at all. And he'd be listening at the moment, so at least I'm admitting on air. So. Thanks,
Would you like to say sorry?
Fantastic.
No, no,
and God,
it's
I'm
good.
In Sydney and not on the Gold Coast.
You going to say sorry? Just say sorry in general.
Sorry, Mel.
Oh, you said a name. Oh.
Gold 92.5.
We love our city.
What's on with Nelly?
We love our city and we love Nelly, don't we, kids?
Aww,
yes, we do.
We love Nelly. We love
actually,
love and we love Nelly.
Nelly, actually, with Gold FM's Second Chance Dance, where did you meet your beautiful love of your life?
Straight into it, Bridgie. At the library, actually. I went to get, all my fascinating fiction novels, and there he was, the librarian.
Oh, that book you were reading that time. What was it called? It was called Red... I forget the name of it. Red something. I can't... Anyway, yeah.
Passion.
Isn't that funny, though, because normally don't they say, why buy the book when you can go to the library?
Yes.
Well, Nelly was there trying to find a book how to pick someone up.
Yeah. I was too.
You can find love in the most strangest places, Nelly.
Yes, you can. Hey, heaps of stuff happening this weekend, guys. Damn. Have you guys had a look at Hotter yet at the Arts Centre in Bundle?
I am going there tomorrow. They've got the Hotter, small screen or something that I'm going to?
Yeah, all part of the film festival, but they've also got Dancing on the Green, which you'd love, Bridgie, because it's all about just good vibes, tunes and dancing, and it's all free.
Hey, can I dress up like Blues Fest, or will I be not allowed in?
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. They've got
just go as you're dressed today, Bridge, with your pyjamas on.
Oh, AJ, whacka.
Nelly, that hot is going to be good. It's virtual reality too, a lot of the small screen stuff, so I'm going to go and have a look tomorrow. It should be awesome.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, Sam Powers, I know you guys had him in studio. Still tickets available. He's on at the RSL Club at Southport. He's at Master Illusionist, so can't wait to see that.
He's
lots
cool.
of mystery and suspense. Mm. And he's a good sort too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a good sort.
Yeah.
But typical with me, they always disappear. So.
Yeah. Magic trick. At the Goldie Convention and Exhibition Centre. Annual event, Supernovas on. So that's
massive.
The big superhero weekend. That's going to be heaps of fun. So, as always, so much going on.
Hey, Nelly, if you were to dress as any superhero, who did you love as a kid? I used to dress up as She-Ra.
Yep.
You know He-Man and She-Ra? I always dressed up as She-Ra.
I'm the Invisible Man.
Dodgy.
Wonder Woman. For me, and for AJ, Mr. Dodge.
Mr. Dodge.
Thanks, Nelly. Love you too.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.